Isaiah chapter 13, a message that Isaiah the son of Amoz had about Babylon. So, Isaiah lived at the time of King Hezekiah. Now, Hezekiah got really sick and he was going to die. But he prayed to God and Isaiah came and said, okay, you can have another 15 years. But in that 15 years, Hezekiah threw away his relationship with God because he got friendly with the messengers from Babylon. And he thought that that was the way to go. But here you see Isaiah has been saying that, no, Babylon's no good. So if only Hezekiah would actually listen to Isaiah, he'd have realized that, no, these guys from Babylon, they've come from a kingdom that's going to fall anyway. And this is a trouble. If people don't listen to God's word, they don't read it carefully, then they will not really get it. And they will go and be friends with and trust in a world that is going to come to nothing. So, Isaiah says, raise up a banner on the top of a hill, cry aloud and signal for everyone to pay attention. I myself have commanded my special holy ones. I've summoned my warriors, those who are going to carry out the judgments of my wrath. Listen to that noise on the mountains, the noise of a great multitude. There is an uproar among the kingdoms, like that of nations massing up together, because the Lord of hosts is gathering his army for battle. They come from a faraway land, from the very ends of the earth, the Lord and the weapons of his anger to destroy the entire land. Cry out loud, because the day of Yahweh is near, and it will come as a destruction from the Almighty. And every hand is going to become limp, and every man's courage is going to melt away. They'll be terrified, pain and anguish will seize them. They'll be like a woman in labour to bring forth a child. They will look at one another with faces that are full of fear. Beware, the day of Yahweh is coming, cruel and with fierce anger, so that the entire earth will be desolated and all the sinners will perish out of it. For the stars of the sky and all the constellations will not shine their light. The sun will be darkened and the moon won't shine. And I shall punish the earth for its wickedness. And I will end the pride of all the arrogant ones and the insolence of the strong ones. So again, you see how God hates pride. You think, well, why was God so against Babylon? We might have thought, because they worshipped idols. Why was God against Judah and Israel? We might think, yeah, because they worshipped idols. But actually, it was because they were proud. Because God loves humility, and he doesn't like pride and arrogance. And I will make a man more valuable than pure gold, and men more valuable than the gold of Ophir. Well, at the moment, people have no respect for the human person. They don't really care about the effects of their actions upon people. Everyone wants to get rich and get above the person next to them, and they don't really care. But in that day, a man will be more valuable than pure gold. And I will make the heavens to shake, and the earth will also shake at the wrath of Yahweh of hosts. They will be like a hunted deer, or like sheep with none to gather them, and each will return and flee to his own land. So all the people that were supporting Babylon, the confederacy of nations, would all go home. Watch out, because I will stir up the Medes against Babylon, who do not care for silver and are not interested in gold. Their bows will dash the young men to pieces. They will not show pity on the children. Babylon, who will be the jewel of kingdoms, the splendor and the pride of the men of Chaldea, but it will become like Sodom and Gomorrah, whom God overthrew. It won't be inhabited or lived in. No wandering Arab will pitch his tent there. The shepherds won't even make their flocks to lie down there, but wild animals will lie down there. And the old houses of Babylon will become full of creatures who scream and howl at night. Hyenas are going to howl in those houses, and jackals will make their dens in its old cities. And the time for this is close at hand, and the days are not going to be extended. And as I say, if only Hezekiah had believed that, he wouldn't have thought, ooh, it's cool to have mates from Babylon. It's cool to have friends from Babylon. Because he'd have thought, nah, Babylon's finished, it's shot. It's going to finish. And so it is with us and the world. It's all going to end. It's all its power and pomp and pride is all going to come down very, very soon.